Okay, in this boo, I'm going to talk about SEO snake oil and old media snake oil salesmen. One of the big problems with the internet and with technology in general is there are a lot of people out there that want to take advantage of people that are less knowledgeable than they are. And so these so-called SEO experts, search engine optimization is what that stands for, they go and they approach businesses and they say, you know, you pay us $500 a month for 6 months and we'll do this, that, and the other thing and make you come up at the top of the list on Google. And, you know, some of these are legitimate businesses. Many are not. And the problem is that John Q. Public out there, John Q. Business Owner out there, many times doesn't know how to sort through and find out which one's for real and which one isn't. And my short advice would be, if it sounds too good to be true, it's probably not true. Some of the things you want to think about as far as getting your website to come up strong in a website like Google is something called authority. Okay, authority is established by, one of the factors is how many people link to your website. And of those that link to your website, how many of those are high traffic sites that Google deems to be authoritative sites? So you want incoming links. You want, and by the way, in order to get those links, generally speaking, you want a well-designed website. You want a website with rich content, with real content on it, maybe photos, maybe videos, maybe a write-up about your business, maybe references, whatever. The same old thing that you would put in a company brochure in the old days of print. I guess what I'm saying is there aren't a lot of shortcuts. Now, one thing that we're doing with the Area Guides Network is we're creating our own network of small businesses that are focused on geographic areas. So, for example, Frederick.com is focused on Frederick County, Maryland. And so people can go direct to Frederick.com and go to the business directory and find a business that they're looking for. So this sidesteps Google completely. That creates a place on the web that people can go to that they can trust, that they can find local businesses that are focused on that area. And so we have found over time that this is a very good approach to have businesses do business with each other and have businesses band together at one easy-to-find place for people to interact with those businesses. Of course, using tools like Twitter, Facebook, other social media to promote your business and drive traffic to your business website and or blog and or Twitter account, which you should have all of these. They should all be cross-linked. I guess what I'm saying is there aren't a lot of shortcuts. There are certain things that you should do first that are easy to do and then other things that you should whittle away at. And that's what we're here for. So just contact us. And now I also want to touch on the old media. And those snake oil salesmen, you know, they go out and they sell you a print ad in a magazine or whatever, and they don't tell you that their subscription base has dropped by 50% over the last 2 years. A radio station comes out and tries to sell you an ad on their radio station. They don't tell you that their listeners have dropped off 30 or 40%. They don't tell you that they're dying. These old media giants that used to have a monopoly, that used to have everybody listening to them, if it's a radio station, TV stations, everybody was watching one of the three big networks. That was the only choice people had. Now, people have a lot of other choices. So they're not listening to these other old dinosaur media outlets. But these old media outlets are not telling a business owner when they call on them, they're not saying, hey, we've lost 30% of our listeners in the last 2 years. They're still charging the same amount of money, but they've lost a lot of their viewership and or listeners. So buyer beware out there. Look at the new media options. Look at the free tools that you can use, such as Twitter. Look at the inexpensive tools you can use to market your business, such as the Area Guides Network. And you can find us by just going to areaguides.com. That's AreaGuides.com, areaguides.com. And there you can find a lot of solutions. You can contact us. We'll have a field rep actually talk to you, an actual real person talk to you about your options. And we can make the internet work for you. We can do so in an efficient way using new media tools. And just let those old media tools go away. Thanks for tuning in.